This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Bastula with the news, the headlines first. House of Representatives MPs draw government's attention to pressing issues including shortage of cooking gas. Industry Minister Gauri Kumari Yadav briefs MPs on efforts to balance gas supply and demand. Government unveils progress report for fourth quarter of 2025-26, reports progress in good governance and administrative reform. Taxpayer incentive program announces Rs. 1 million bumper prize winner. Finance Minister Dr. Wagle says taxpayer incentive scheme will help control revenue leakage. And Spain-Italy maintain temporary border controls amid migration concerns. Now the news in detail. The House of Representatives MPs from the opposition party drew the attention of the government and the speaker to clarify the issues that have been raised in the parliament for a long time. In yesterday's lower house meeting, they emphasized that the demands they have raised in parliament requesting to control rising inflation and remove the shortage of cooking gas need to be addressed. Similarly, speaking during the urgent time in the meeting of the lower house of the federal parliament yesterday, parliamentarians emphasized easing the supply of cooking gas. They have drawn the government's attention to various issues like monsoon-related disasters, poor health services, road infrastructure, the inadequate supply of cooking gas, lack of social security, and the problems in the agricultural sector. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Gauri Kumari Yadav has informed the lawmakers that the ministry is working actively to address the imbalance between increasing demand and short of supply of cooking gas. Responding to the queries of lawmakers in the House meeting yesterday, Minister Yadav said market monitoring was intensified to prevent shortages of essential fuel. She advised consumers not to hoard gas cylinders. She argued that once the scheme from half to full cylinders was in place, it caused a supply-demand imbalance. Minister Yadav said diplomatic efforts are underway to secure an increased quota of gas cylinders from India for 3 months to manage increasing demand. Meanwhile, the National Human Rights Commission has urged the government to ensure smooth and transparent distribution of LPG gas and prevent artificial shortages. NHRC spokesperson Dr. Tikaram Pokhrel said an investigation into the recent LPG shortage in Kathmandu Valley found that consumers faced difficulties due to a lack of tracking systems and sellers prioritizing regular customers. The shortage disproportionately affected students, daily wage workers, and low-income people who struggled to obtain even a single gas cylinder, according to the NHRC. The government has reported progress in good governance, administrative reform, development project monitoring and grievance management during the past 4 months. According to a progress report released by the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers yesterday, capital expenditure reached 68.26% while current expenditure stood at 17.07% in the 3 months from mid-April to mid-July. During the period, the cabinet held 21 meetings and took 384 decisions. The government also reviewed 578 contracts of long-delayed and incomplete infrastructure projects and recommended measures for their resolution. Meanwhile, grievance handling was strengthened with 44,340 complaints received through Hello Sarkar and other channels. Of these, 32,067 were resolved, including 15,795 fully settled complaints. The government also approved the PM Delivery Unit Directive and the National Action Plan on Human Rights while advancing measures to control corruption and improve public service delivery. The government has announced winners of the Taxpayer Incentive Gift Program aimed at promoting the culture of issuing and receiving VAT bills and encouraging transparent transactions. At an event held at the Ministry of Finance, Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle selected 15 winners and one bumper prize winner. Coupon number 007315254493 won the bumper prize of 1 million rupees. The winning coupon was issued for a Rs. 250 purchase from Siva Krishna General Store. Minister Wagle said the program would help reduce revenue leakage, expand the formal economy, and make the public financial system more transparent. The Inland Revenue Department said winners were selected through a secure computerized random sampling system. Minister for Foreign Affairs Shishir Khanal has said that economic diplomacy is at the center of the country's foreign policy. The minister made the remark while addressing the International Conference on China and South Asia in a Multipolar World, China-India-Nepal Trilateral Relations in an Evolving Regional Order in Lalitpur yesterday. According to the Foreign Minister's Secretariat, the Foreign Minister stated that Nepal can play a dynamic bridge role to expand economic trade and people-to-people cooperation between China and South Asia. He said that Asia's rapid economic transformation has created unprecedented opportunities for shared prosperity and that cooperation is the reliable means for sustainable development and long-term prosperity. The Foreign Affairs Minister emphasized that the incumbent government has reiterated making economic transformation a national priority. The Ministry of Information and Communications has begun consultations with media stakeholders on the Draft Media Council Bill 2083 aimed at promoting press freedom and responsible journalism. Editors, media representatives, the Federation of Nepali Journalists and the Press Council participated in Friday's discussion. Minister for Information and Communications Dr. Bikram Timilsinha said press freedom is essential for democracy while accountability in journalism is equally important. He stressed the need to address misinformation, deep fakes and the impact of artificial intelligence on media credibility. Participants called for self-regulation, protection of individual rights and clear jurisdiction over traditional and social media. They also suggested independent selection of the Media Council, a right to reply provision and measures to address AI-generated content. More than 500 Rohingya refugees have illegally entered Nepal due to the open border and lack of technology-based security surveillance. Spokesperson of Nepal Police Headquarters Abhinarayan Kafle shared that several Rohingya people have entered Nepal via the Nepal-India border in different periods. According to police, there are 526 Rohingya people in Nepal. They have been found residing in Kapan, Lasuntar and Ram Mandir in Kathmandu and the Sunakoti area in Lalitpur. Kafle mentioned that security personnel deputed at border areas have been directed to stop such persons from entering Nepal. He argued that special surveillance has been increased to stop illegal entry of foreign nationals. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko barema zero rai chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Newly appointed acting chairperson of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal Urvasi Basnet has assumed office at the PSB Nepal headquarters in Singhadarbar. Upon assuming office, Basnet pleased to promote good governance and transparency and make public broadcasting more accountable to citizens. She also expressed commitment to addressing challenges and bringing improvements in the content and technology of news and programs produced by Radio Nepal and Nepal Television. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Spain has imposed temporary border checks on passengers arriving by air and sea from Italy, escalating a dispute between the two European Union countries over migration. According to the BBC, the measures which began Friday and are scheduled to remain in place until September 9 require passport nationality and visa checks on passengers arriving from Italy. The move follows Italy's decision to introduce similar checks on travelers arriving from Spain after around 78,000 migrants entered Spain's North African territory of Ceuta last week. Italy says the restrictions are aimed at preventing irregular migration and addressing security concerns. Spain has rejected the justification, saying the migrants have no direct route into the Schengen area through Ceuta. Most of those who crossed into Ceuta have since been returned to Morocco, while around 1,400 minors reportedly remain there. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy condition across the country today. Light to moderate rain and snowfall are likely at some places in the Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at a few places in the Himalayan region of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudur Paschim provinces. Similarly, light to moderate rainfall is expected at many places in the hilly regions of Kosi and Bagmati provinces and at some places in the hilly regions of Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudur Paschim provinces. A few places in the Tarai may also receive light to moderate rainfall today. Heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Kosi and Bagmati provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. House of Representatives MPs draw government's attention to pressing issues including shortage of cooking gas. Industry Minister Gauri Kumari Yadav briefs MPs on efforts to balance gas supply and demand. Government unveils progress report for fourth quarter of 2025-26, reports progress in good governance and administrative reform. Taxpayer incentive program announces rupees 1 million bumper prize winner. Finance Minister Dr. Wagle says taxpayer incentive scheme will help control revenue leakage. And Spain-Italy maintain temporary border controls amid migration concerns. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.